There are a few moments in life when you get to reinvent yourself, but probably none as profound as when you go off to college. Who are you going to hang out with? What's your major going to be? What's your scene going to be? Famed director Richard Linklater tackles those questions in his new movie. It's called Everybody Wants Some, and it's about a guy named Jake, who was a big-time baseball star in high school, and he's just arrived on his new college campus where he meets his new teammates. And in between all the soul-searching about who they're going to be in this new chapter of their lives, there's a lot of BSing, a lot of drinking, and a lot of time trying to meet girls.
It's a shame. You know, some guys are just so aggressive.
You know, myself, I'm a firm supporter of the ERA, although I doubt it's going to have an immediate impact on the societal norm of the male gender initiating virtually all contact with prospective females. Uh-huh. You know, which might seem predatory on the surface, but I assure you
that... Trust me, you should be investing this energy elsewhere.
Well, now you just plain hurt our feelings. Do you also hate guys that are athletic, intelligent, sometimes endearingly clumsy, or is that just her?
Y'all want to know the truth?
Always. It'll set you free.
I like the quiet guy in the backseat.
The guy in the back? That's Jake, played by Blake Jenner. But director Richard Linklater says it's him, too. What seems like just a dude movie is actually the story of Linklater's own transition from high school to college, and it picks up where his classic film Dazed and Confused left off.
In Dazed, there's a scene where the guy going from 8th to 9th grade, he's a pitcher in a Pony League game. If he had kind of kept playing and was good enough and went off to college on a scholarship, this is where he would go.
Let's get into the storyline here. Set it up a little bit for us, Richard. It's a college baseball team, right? And you're focusing in on the first few days before classes start, before the season really kicks off?
Right. It's that big transitional moment. Almost everyone can tell you, you know, you go off to college, you literally, you're the person with a bag showing up in a new place. Here are your new roommates. And in the case of the movie, they're teammates because they play on a baseball team. But it's not really even baseball season, so there's not much baseball in the movie. But it's just the environment that he finds himself in is very competitive. So it's very male, very testosterone.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is a dude movie, Richard. This is like very dude movie. And I don't necessarily mean that in a totally pejorative way.
No, it's
endearing and funny, but there are just so many scenes that are just
It's informative. It's like, think of it as like an anthropological study of this
and
is
I
what goes on.
And I did not want to go back there. I mean, I started remembering all those scenes from college where like the guys and weird drinking games and just weird competitions. I mean, there's a scene in your film, some version of Bloody Knuckles these two guys are playing. For what may have been hours, these two guys are like hitting each other on the hands trying to make the other one bleed.
Knuckles jump. Yeah, just got to flick it just right.
Yeah,
you
flicking
know, catch
it.
A roll, get enough flicks of the knuckle.
So is that a thing that really happens?
Yeah, there was a guy on the team who was especially good at that. But, you know, eventually he was dethroned. You can only be champ for so long.
Your films Before Sunrise and those movies were about marriage and relationships and boyhood. We all know it was this kind of epic coming-of-age story. It happened over 12 years, real time.
Yeah.
What is this story about?
How does this fit in? Strangely, to me, this is sort of a continuation of boyhood. It's a completely different part of my personality. But it picks up where boyhood leaves off. You know, it ends with him going off to college. That was 12 years leading up to that. This is like the next 3 days, you know, for me, autobiographically speaking. Hmm. You know, suddenly I felt you're kind of thrown into an adult world, even though you're still a teenager. And I started thinking like, oh, I'm kind of accountable now. If I take these classes or if I blow off class and I do poorly, you know, there's some accountability as an adult that will determine the rest of your life, you know, what you study, who you're hanging out with. I remember it felt like, okay, game on for my adult self. The metaphor there is they're going to all these different clubs, but it was also identity. Who do you want to be? You know, like
you said, they're going to a lot of clubs. One night they're going to like a punk club, or the next night to a country western club, or their standard seems to be this, you know,
the disco.
Yeah.
Hey, it's where the girls are.
It's where the chicks are. Yeah. You're also playing with time again, aren't you? I mean, maybe I'm just projecting this on your film because I've watched your other movies.
Not really.
Okay, good.
I don't
because
think so.
I mean, first of all, you're focused on these 3 days, right?
Yeah.
Which is a thing.
A long
device.
Weekend.
Yeah, a long weekend, and you have done this before in your other films, but not just that. I noticed there were particular scenes that went on a long time, longer than I thought they
longer
would.
Longer than they normally would.
Yeah. Like there's a scene when there's a group of the guys, the teammates, near the beginning, they're in the car and they're all totally jamming and they're singing.
To Rapper's Delight, no less.
Rapper's Delight. It's so good. But it goes on and on, and I can't, and I was loving it, but I was like, he's doing this on purpose, and I can't figure out why.
Trust me, it was a note in post-production. You know, that scene could be shorter. I'm like, yeah, but I really want the three main guys. They're the upperclassmen in the car. I don't want to leave them out. They're passing the mic. You know, that's what you did back then if the song's going on. And I was in that back seat. Like I said, this is autobiographical. I remember guys singing along to Rapper's Delight. And I just thought that was funny. But it sets a tone for the movie. Like, you're just hanging out with these guys. If you're bored or waiting to get to the next thing, you know, maybe this isn't your movie. But if you really like the energy and the humor and the person, these guys' personalities, and being invited into this kind of crazy world, then it's all fun. It's like I saw the whole movie as a kind of a party that you would reflect on and go, oh, that was fun.
Richard Linklater, his new movie is Everybody Wants Some. Richard, thanks so much for talking with us.
Oh, good talking to you, always.
I said a hip hop, the hippie to the hip, hip hop, you don't stop the rocker to the bang, bang, boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the...